Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
It was one of the first acts of his new presidency, an executive order throwing out the 14th Amendment part, which guarantees birthright in this country, making it plain if you're born here, you're from here, whether your parents are American citizens or not. But today, a judge told President Trump, and that's the way it is, temporarily blocking his order.
The hearing didn't even take half an hour. Judge John Kuhnauer said in his 4 decades on the bench he'd never seen such a clear case. The Reagan appointee called President Trump's order blatantly unconstitutional and said it, quote, boggles my mind that any lawyer would unequivocally assert otherwise. Trump's order aims to block the issuance of passports and social security numbers to children born to women here illegally or on temporary visas unless the father is a U.S. citizen or a green card holder. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News for 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
So far, still no comment from the White House as to an appeal. We will keep you posted. Meantime, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus speaking out today about the president's swift actions on immigration.
In President Trump's first days in office, executive actions and orders impacting immigration issues are on the front line, including birthright citizenship and closing the border for anyone seeking asylum. U.S. Representatives Adriano Espaillat and Nidia Velasquez are determined to fight for immigrants that are at risk.
But if they continue to be scared and missing work because they feel they're going to get deported, it will show up at our dinner table.
We're going to be here to fight back and to make sure our immigrants community will not become a political fight.
There are currently a backlog of 3 million immigration cases in court, and this new order could speed up the ability to deport migrants by bypassing immigration courts. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A lot going on with that, folks. Stay with 1010 Wins for the very latest updates. A somber anniversary today for the FDNY, marking 20 years now since Black Sunday. That's the deadliest day for the FDNY since the September 11th attacks.
20 years after the Black Sunday fires, the next generation is paying respects and paying it forward. Dennis Myron was 16 when his father, Lieutenant Kurt Myron, fell to his death battling a Bronx blaze. Now he's an FDNY probie.
I just want to fill my dad's shoes. I want to live up to his legacy, do what he did.
Jeff Cool survived the fire. His partner, Lieutenant Joey DiBernardo, gave him the rope first to escape. DiBernardo later succumbed to injuries suffered on that cold, snowy day. A fallen firefighter's badge is usually retired, but Jeff's son now has the honor.
Jeff asked the DiBernardo family for that, and he proudly wears that today.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And our salute to those firefighters and their families. An update now to a story we told you earlier this month when a postal worker was stabbed to death inside a Harlem deli. 24-year-old Jaya Cruz has been indicted on a second-degree murder charge for the killing of 36-year-old U.S. postal worker Ray Hodge in broad daylight. The attack happened in the afternoon back on January 2nd. Cops say the two got into an argument inside the deli and it escalated, with Cruz allegedly pulling out a knife and stabbing the victim multiple times before running off. Hodge was pronounced dead at the hospital. Guilty plea today for a man accused of squatting at a Queens home and, check this out, renting out the rooms to other illegal tenants. No, he didn't. Yes, he did, according to prosecutors. Say, Brian Rodriguez was arrested last year. You remember the story. After the actual homeowner arrived at her Flushing home, noticed the locks were changed. There were several twists and turns in the case, including Rodriguez accusing the homeowner of illegally evicting him out of his house. He eventually took the plea deal, though, which says he'll serve 2 years in prison and then supervised release. I say, well, at least he has a permanent place that's his for 2 years. Researchers at Long Island Stony Brook University out with a new study today, shedding light on a potential link concerning 9/11 first responders and cognitive disorders.
Stony Brook Medicine Dr. Sean Clouston says the dust at the World Trade Center site was inhaled by first responders, and that dust turned into amyloids, or proteins that formed.
We actually did find that the amyloid was associated with some of the cognitive symptoms that we've been tracking. We already know that the World Trade Center responders are at higher risk of both mild cognitive impairment and dementia. So this study more helps to understand why that might be the case.
35 people in their mid-40s to their mid-60s participated in the study that found amyloids during brain scans.
You know, 17 out of the 35 were cognitively impaired.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A bombshell out of New Rochelle involving baseball legend Mariano Rivera and his wife Clara. It claims that the couple allegedly ignored or covered up sex abuse involving children. It was all allegedly connected to a church or foundation the couple is attached to. The Riveras deny the allegations. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond with the details.
No answer at the door of the Refuge of Hope Church that the Riveras founded. But in a strongly worded statement, the Riveras attorney said any kind of allegation that they knew about or failed to act on reports of child abuse are completely false. Rivera is a hero in New Rochelle, and residents are reacting.
I can believe it. I don't want to believe it because I thought Mariano was a good guy, savior of the Yankees. But I have met him a couple different times, and he's a very nice man.
The lawsuit said the Riveras isolated and intimidated a then 10-year-old girl into staying quiet about her abuse at a Florida retreat by an older female camper to avoid causing trouble for the church. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in New Rochelle.
And we will continue to follow developments in that case. Well, the battle against opioids and its impact on our communities continues as New York Attorney General Tish James announced a major development today in the crackdown. It involves a multi-billion-dollar settlement against the company Purdue Pharma, allegedly at the root of it all.
A measure of accountability for the family and company that AG Tish James says created the playbook for marketing opioids and misleading people about the risks.
They operated a vast scheme to flood the market with their product using deceptive marketing tools, even though they knew their drugs were highly addicted and could be abused.
Kara Trainer became an addict at 21 and wasn't given any education about how addictive OxyContin was.
I never knew that for the next 23 years, my life, everything I did would be affected by the small action of taking a pill.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Purdue has agreed to pay up to $7.4 billion in new settlements over the toll of the powerful painkiller. The settlement represents a $1 billion increase over a previous settlement that was rejected last year by the U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of drivers complain that they're nothing but a money grab, but city officials say speed cameras are a lifesaver, and they've got the stats to prove it. A report released today showed lead foot driving and road tragedies have dropped over the past 10 years,
since they were originally installed. The DOT says speeding is down by 94%. What? This is in locations where there are speed cameras, they say. The report says the cameras effectively reduce traffic injuries and fatalities, too. How about a 14% drop in injuries and fatal wrecks in areas where the cameras are located? Here's the rub, though. The law in Albany, which permits the use of those cameras, set to expire this year. Oh, yeah. Unless lawmakers give it a reboot before June. DOT Commissioner Yadonis Rodriguez is urging those lawmakers to take action and greenlight it, no pun. We'll just have to see what happens with that, folks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.